The revelation of Yeshua, the Messiah, to Yohanan, John. This is the revelation which God gave to Yeshua, the Messiah, so that he could show his servants what must happen very soon. He communicated it by sending his angel to his servant Yohanan, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Yeshua the Messiah as much as he saw. Blessed are the reader and hearers of the words of this prophecy, provided they obey the things written in it, for the time is near. From Yohanan. 2. The seven messianic communities in the province of Asia. Grace and shalom to you from the one who is, who was, and who is coming, from the sevenfold Spirit before his throne, and from Yeshua the Messiah, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead and the ruler of the earth's kings. To him, the one who loves us, who has freed us from our sins at the cost of his blood, who has caused us to be a kingdom, that is, Kohanim for God, his Father. To him be the glory and the rulership for ever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, including those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the land will mourn him. Yes. Amen. I am the A and the Z, says Adonai, God of heaven's armies, the one who is, who was, and who is coming. I, Yohanan, am a brother of yours, and a fellow sharer in the suffering, kingship, and perseverance that come from being united with Yeshua. I had been exiled to the island called Patmos for having proclaimed the message of God and borne witness to Yeshua. I came to be in the Spirit on the day of the Lord, and I heard behind me a loud voice, like a trumpet, saying, "Write down what you see on a scroll, and send it to the seven messianic communities, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." I turned around to see who was speaking to me, and when I had turned, I saw seven gold menorahs. And among the menorahs was someone like a son of man, wearing a robe down to his feet and a gold band around his chest. His head and hair were as white as snow-white wool, his eyes like a fiery flame, his feet like burnished brass, refined in a furnace, and his voice like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp double-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell down at his feet like a dead man. He placed his right hand upon me and said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead, but look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys to death and Sheol. So write down what you see, both what is now and what will happen afterwards. Here is the secret meaning of the seven stars you saw in my right hand, and of the seven gold menorahs. The seven stars are the angels of seven messianic communities, and the seven menorahs are the seven messianic communities. To the angel of the messianic community in Ephesus write, here is the message from the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven gold menorahs. I know what you have been doing, how hard you have worked, how you have persevered, and how you can't stand wicked people. So you tested those who called themselves emissaries, but aren't, and you found them to be liars. You are persevering, and you have suffered for my sake without growing weary. But I have this against you. You have lost the love you had at first. Therefore, remember where you were before you fell, and turn from this sin, and do what you used to do before. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your menorah from its place, if you don't turn from your sin. But you have this in your favor. You hate what the Nicolaitans do. I hate it too. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic communities. To him winning the victory, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in Gan's Gan Eden. To the angel of the Messianic community in Smyrna, write, here is the message from the first and the last, who died and came alive again. I know how you are suffering and how poor you are, though in fact you are rich. And I know the insults of those who call themselves Jews, but aren't. On the contrary, they are a synagogue of the adversary. Don't be afraid of what you are about to suffer. Look, the adversary is going to have some of you thrown in prison in order to put you to the test, and you will face an ordeal for 10 days. Remain faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your crown. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic communities. He who wins the victory will not be hurt at all by the second death. To the angel of the Messianic community in Pergamum, write, here is the message from the one who has the sharp double-edged sword. I know where you are living, there where the adversary's throne is. Yet you are holding on to my name. You did not deny trusting me, even at the time when my faithful witness, Antipas, was put to death in your town, there where the adversary lives. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have some people who hold to the teaching of Bilam, who taught Balak to set a trap for the people of Israel, so that they would eat food that had been sacrificed to idols and commit sexual sin. Likewise, you too have people who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Therefore, turn from these sins. Otherwise, I will come to you very soon and make war against them with the sword of my mouth. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic communities. To him winning the victory, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone, on which is written a new name that nobody knows except the one receiving it. To the angel of the Messianic community in Thyatira, write, here is the message from the Son of God, whose eyes are like a fiery flame, and whose feet are like burnished brass. I know what you are doing, your love, trust, service, and perseverance. And I know that you are doing more now than before. But I have this against you. You continue to tolerate that Isabel woman, the one who claims to be a prophet, but is teaching and deceiving my servants to commit sexual sin and eat food that has been sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to turn from her sin, but she doesn't want to repent of her immorality. So I'm throwing her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her I am throwing into great trouble, unless they turn from the sins connected with what she does. And I will strike her children dead. Then all the Messianic communities will know that I am the one who searches minds and hearts, and that I will give to each of you what your deeds deserve. But to the rest of you in Thyatira, to those who do not hold this teaching, who have not learned what some people call the deep things of the adversary, I say this, I am not loading you up with another burden. Only hold fast to what you have until I come. To him who wins the victory and does what I want until the goal is reached, I will give him authority over the nations. He will rule them with a staff of iron and dash them to pieces like pottery. Just as I have received authority from my Father, I will also give him the morning star. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic communities. To the angel of the Messianic community in Sardis write, Here is the message from the one who has the sevenfold Spirit of God and the seven stars. I know what you are doing. You have a reputation for being alive, but in fact, you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains before it dies too. For I have found what you are doing incomplete in the sight of my God. So remember what you received and heard, and obey it, and turn from your sin. For if you don't wake up, I will come like a thief, and you don't know at what moment I will come upon you. Nevertheless, you do have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes, and they will walk with me, clothed in white, because they are worthy. He who wins the victory will, like them, be dressed in white clothing, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life. In fact, I will acknowledge him individually before my Father and before his angels. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic communities. To the angel of the Messianic community in Philadelphia write, Here is the message of HaKadosh, the true one, the one who has the key of David, who if he opens something, no one else can shut it, and if he closes something, no one else can open it. I know what you are doing. Look, I have put in front of you an open door, and no one can shut it. I know that you have but little power, yet you have obeyed my message and have not disowned me. Here, I will give you some from the synagogue of the adversary, those who call themselves Jews but aren't. On the contrary, they are lying. See? I will cause them to come and prostrate themselves at your feet, and they will know that I have loved you, because you did obey my message about persevering. I will keep you from the time of trial coming upon the whole world to put the people living on earth to the test. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take away your crown. I will make him who wins the victory a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will never leave it. Also, I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of my God's city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from my God, and my own new name. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic communities. To the angel of the Messianic community in Laodicea, write, Here is the message from the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know what you are doing. You are neither cold nor hot. How I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. For you keep saying, I am rich, I have gotten rich, I don't need a thing. You don't know that you are the one who is wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. My advice to you is to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white clothing, so that you may be dressed, and not have to be ashamed of your nakedness, and eye salve to rub on your eyes so that you may see. As for me, I rebuke and discipline everyone I love, so exert yourselves and turn from your sins. Here, I'm standing at the door knocking. If someone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he will eat with me. I will let him who wins the victory sit with me on my throne, just as I myself also won the victory and sat down with my Father on his throne. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the messianic communities. After these things, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice like a trumpet, which I had heard speaking with me before, said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must happen after these things." Instantly I was in the Spirit, and there before me in heaven stood a throne, and on the throne someone was sitting. The one sitting there gleamed like diamonds and rubies, and a rainbow shining like emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and on the thrones sat 24 elders, dressed in white clothing and wearing gold crowns on their heads. From the throne came forth lightnings and voices and thunderings. And before the throne were seven flaming torches, which are the sevenfold Spirit of God. In front of the throne was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the throne, were four living beings covered with eyes in front and behind. The first living being was like a lion. The second living being was like an ox. The third living being had a face that looked human. And the fourth living being was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living beings had six wings and was covered with eyes inside and out. And day and night they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is Adonai, God of heaven's armies, the one who was, who is, and who is coming." And whenever the living beings gave glory, honor, and thanks to the one sitting on the throne, to the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one sitting on the throne who lives forever and ever and worship him. They throw their crowns in front of the throne and say, "You are worthy, Adonai Eloheinu, to have glory, honor, and power, because you created all things. Yes, because of your will, they were created and came into being.